Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. And yes, I'm really scared because it's the 13th episode, and we're talking about Halloween. Woo! Because it's almost Halloween. It's not the week before Halloween, but I have some good tips, and I kind of feel like if some of you wait a couple days, because obviously not every single person in the world listens to the episode on Fridays. I just said watch because I keep thinking about this like a YouTube channel because I watch so many YouTube videos and I have no life. Oh, Amy. Anyway, because I know not everyone will listen to this before Halloween, I'm giving you an extra week. And also, full disclosure, I actually thought that this week was the week before Halloween, and here's why. So I have fall break next week, which when you're listening to this will be this coming week, which is super exciting, but it also means that I forgot there was an entire week of October. Like, honestly, I just forgot about the week of October. Like, I was thinking, like, okay, the 20th and then November, right? Like, the next week would be November. No, it's not. And so moral of the story, recording Amy's kind of stupid and thought that maybe this coming week would be the week before Halloween, but it's not. So you have a full week to implement these pretty terrible tips about Halloween from someone who doesn't like Halloween. Is that like a cardinal sin? I feel like on the internet, everyone loves Halloween. I don't. I'm going to actually get into this in the actual episode, but if you're new here, you are listening to the free version of this podcast. Welcome. And it's awesome because I love free things too. Hello. Like, if I can get it for free, I'm going to get it for free, right? But if you are getting some value from this podcast, like you listen to it every week, you really don't like the intros, you really don't like the ads, you can become a patron, patreon.com/introvertpodcast, and you won't have to listen to any ads. You will get your episodes early, and you get to hang out with me online sometimes when I do stuff, and you get to vote for episode topics, which usually I listen to, except not this week. I'm sorry, patrons. I didn't listen to your episode advice this week because I decided that episode 13 needs to be about Halloween. Also, it rhymes. So it's just perfect, right? Just spooky and spooky. They go together. Everything is copacetic, okay? And also, if you become a patron, you have access to this really awesome thing called The Clip Show, which comes out once a month on the 1st. And basically, I just compile all of my screw-ups from every single episode. Every time I stumble over my words really badly, I drop an F-bomb. Every time I say something that I'm like, ooh, I can't put that on the internet, goes in The Clip Show so people can pay me for it. It's fine. So if you are interested in checking that out, go to patreon.com/introvertpodcast. Currently, we're working on a goal to make the podcast be able to stay running through 2018, because currently, if we don't get more funding, it's going to have to end, sadly, at the end of 2017, just because of hosting costs. It's not free to put everything on the internet, unfortunately. So that's really sad. And also, if you really enjoy the show and you get value from it, I would really appreciate it if you'd go to our Patreon. Or if you want something more tangible, there are tangible rewards, like really awesome tangible rewards. But if you want something more tangible and less of a commitment, you can check out the merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. There are tons of different options. Like, there's a logo t-shirt. Everything is available as like a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, crew neck sweatshirt, long sleeve. I actually have a crew neck sweatshirt and a long sleeve coming, I think, this week. And I'm super excited to see how the long sleeve turns out. That's more of a multicolor one. That's the podcast logo that I ordered. I feel kind of weird having my logo on my shirt because it's kind of like myself on my shirt. So you can check that out at teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. Of course, the link is in the description because I know that's a lot to remember. But highly recommend. The quality is super great. And you know that the money goes to help offset the cost of hosting the show and hopefully keeping us going through 2018. Of course, there are non-monetary ways to support the show. You can follow us on social media. That way you never miss an episode. You can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/introvertpodcast, or the Twitter @introvertpod. I am very active on Twitter, sort of active on Facebook, not as active on Facebook, to be honest. I just find that I prefer Twitter. It's kind of like a generational thing, I guess. So go check us out. Check us out. There's one person, okay? I'm the only one that does this podcast. This is Recording Amy speaking. Just kidding. There's one of us, but like two, because there's Recording Amy, who's like psychotic, and then Editing Amy, who's a little bit more stable and makes the sound decisions. So Amy can say things like psychotic and then get in trouble with the people on the internet who think it's not okay to say that. And I'm sorry because I probably just offended a bunch of people, but it's fine. So if you want to go follow me on social media, that's at introvertpod on Twitter and facebook.com/introvertpodcast. And I know it sounds silly, but sharing it with your friends and also rating us and reviewing us on iTunes really is hands down the best way to support the show because it helps get it in front of more ears. That doesn't make sense, but you know what I mean. Get a larger audience, more people can enjoy it, and it's good. All right, now that I've done a long-ass intro, let's get started talking about the spookiest holiday of the year on the spookiest episode ever, Halloween. All right, so Halloween, gotta be honest, not my favorite holiday. I don't love Halloween. I am a very anxious person. This we've established through the show, but there's something about scary things I just don't do. I just don't do well with them. I know I talked about like American Horror Story last week, but really I don't do scary things. Like I will not go through a haunted house. Absolutely not. Funny story, actually not funny, terrifying story. When I was probably 10 years old, that sounds about right, my family went to this like fun little, I don't think it was an apple orchard, or it was kind of just like this, I don't even know where it was, to be honest. Like I have no memory of getting there, but it was like, oh, maybe that's an indication that it was a bad thing because you have no memory of getting there and all of a sudden you just show up there. But anyway, it was like this corn maze and like apple orchard thing, like cider mill, and they had a haunted house. And so my dad and I wanted to go through it because we heard that it was really good. And I don't know why I wanted to go through it. Like, it was hindsight, a very bad idea to do that because I was a very anxious child. Like, I should not have gone through this haunted ass house. So we're in line and we hear from inside the house all these people screaming. And that was kind of the first indication that this was not a good choice. But anyway, we kept going. So we got up to like the second people in line and we're like, my dad's really excited because my dad loves doing stuff like that. I was terrified, but I wanted to be cool. So I was staying in line pretending to be like a cool teenager, but really I was like 10 years old and gangly AF and just like looked like a string bean. So why am I criticizing my 10-year-old self? This is so sad. Anyway, we're waiting in line and the guy opens the door and you can only have like 4 people at a time. So it's the people in front of us and then me and my dad, and the people in front of us go. And the very first thing is like this cylinder that's like spinning and then like this walkway, like this catwalk thing that you have to go through to get through it. But there's an optical illusion that makes you feel like you're turning upside down and you're gonna fall off. And I literally, oh my gosh, just even just picturing it right now, it's so funny. I like flattened. I was laying down holding on to this catwalk thing and I was like, no, 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 please don't make me go. And they made me like, once you're inside, you have to keep going because it's gonna like, you can't come back out. It's gonna scare the people. So my dad like picked me up and he's like, no, you have to move forward. It's fine. Like, we're not actually going upside down. But I was so scared. And pretty much that's exactly how I feel about Halloween. No, 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 no. And then it just comes, it happens, and we move past it on to Thanksgiving and Christmas and the happy holidays and not the scary holidays. I have a love-hate relationship with Halloween because I really love candy, so therefore I like Halloween, but I don't really love being scared, so therefore I don't like Halloween. And I'm actually going to a Halloween party this weekend, or actually when you're listening to this today, I'm going to one on Friday, and I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest, because one, it's a party, two, it's a costume Halloween party, and that's a freaky thing for me. I've decided that for Halloween this year, I'm going to be Miss Frizzle. I actually was originally going to be a zebra, but the class that I'm TAing in, we watch Magic School Bus a lot during their dismissal time. Long story. And I have red hair, so obviously I want to be Miss Frizzle now. So I bought a dress on Amazon, so we'll see what it looks like when it gets here, obviously. And I'm going to get some felt and make the little shapes, and I'm going to put a little fake school bus thing on my wheelchair. So it'll be like Miss Frizzle and the Magic School Bus. It'll be cute. Okay. So I'm very much into like the cute costumes. Like every time I look for a Halloween costume, I'm like, cute costumes, cute teacher costumes, cute wheelchair costumes. Thought about being a mermaid. And maybe I don't want to be showing off my midriff to a bunch of drunk people. Just a thought. So that's why I'm going as Miss Frizzle and possibly Ellie from Up. That's still up in the air. Oh God, that was a horrible pun. You know what? I'm not sorry about that pun because I think it's good. And it's the whole reason that I might be dressing up as Ellie from Up is because I am going to a party on Friday, which I think I already said, but I might be going with someone. And if we decide to go together, we're going to dress up as Carl and Ellie. And if not, I'm going to dress up as Miss Frizzle, basically. So I want to talk about what I think are the best costumes for introverts. That being said, like, think about a costume where you won't have to answer. You won't have to answer a lot of questions like, what are you? Something that's not too, like, everyone's going to dress up as them, like a black cat. I know I've been a black cat for Halloween so many times. It's just so easy. It's, like, one of the easiest costumes. So that's why everyone always dresses up as a cat, I think. And it's kind of a meme now. Like, it's kind of just a thing in pop culture that, oh, all these white girls dressing up as black cats for Halloween. But it truly is. I think that if you're going to pick a costume, you have to, like, really ride that line of, like, slutty and funny. As a woman. As a man, you can do whatever you want, pretty much. There are no rules for men. Let's be honest. Rules for men don't exist in our world. Clearly. So you kind of are riding this line of, like, slutty and funny. So, like, you can be, like, a sexy nurse, but that's super dumb. Or you could be, like, a sexy clown nurse. I don't know. That was dumb. But basically, you don't want to have people asking you, what are you? Because if people are asking you what you are, that's very clear that they don't know, and you don't want to be having to answer all those questions all night. So this is especially important with a group costume, because if you're in a group and you get separated from the person that you're with or the people that you're with, like, especially if you're dressing up as something that's very important to be in a group. Like, one year my sister dressed up as the three blind mice, except one of the girls in her group decided that she didn't want to be a blind mouse, and they were just the two blind mice, and it didn't make sense to anyone. So that's why if you're going to be in a group, you have to either make sure you stay together or that everyone agrees to dress up, because otherwise you're going to have issues. Also, that brings me into, if you want to be part of a group costume, pick something that is recognizable so you won't have to be explaining it all night. Because you're already, like, at this party, right? Like, hypothetically, you're at this party. And you're going to have to be explaining what you are. Because people are like, oh, what did you dress up as for Halloween? And you're like, oh, I dressed up as, like, a hot sauce packet from Taco Bell. And I've seen that before. So, like, that's not something I'm making up. Like, I've seen people do that before. So that is a weird thing to explain to someone. But you can just find, like, if you go on, like I was just saying, if you go on Pinterest and just type in, like, cute costumes, you can find so many fun things to dress up as. And there's a lot of stuff that you can do with just, like, stuff you already own. So what was I a couple years ago? My favorite costume I think I ever had was the Other Mother from Coraline, which that's my favorite Halloween movie. I love Coraline. I just watch it all the time in general. But I like, went full on for this costume, which was weird because I don't think I even had any plans. I was, like, part of this haunted house thing with our church group. Sounds really sad because it kind of was. But what I did was I found, like, a makeup tutorial for it. And then I did the makeup with, like the really white skin. Like, I got, like, white foundation, not foundation, but, like, stage makeup, basically. And, like, an eyeliner pencil, and, like, did all of these lines, like, the cracked lines. And then I made glasses, because I wear glasses. So I took, like, an old pair of glasses and then glued buttons to them so it looked like I had buttons for eyes. I will put a picture, or, like, a link to the picture in the blog post for this, introvertpodcast.com. And it was such a good costume. Like, I will never be able to top what junior in high school Amy came up with that year. Like, that was just the best costume ever. I went through a phase in, like, a weirdly early time of my life, like, really young childhood, where I would want to dress up in these, like, sexy costumes. And that's very concerning for me now, thinking back, because when I was in fourth grade, I was one of the Deal or No Deal girls, which, oh my gosh, why? Why did my mom let me dress up as that? I don't know. I was cold the whole time. It was horrible. And I looked horrible. It was not good. But that's not even the best part of Halloween. Like, yeah, dressing up is fun because you kind of get to become this person that you're not. And I feel like as an introvert, when you're playing a part, it's a lot less stressful, because when I'm like dressed up as something else, there's always a chance that people aren't going to know who you are. So like, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about what people are thinking about you, because it doesn't matter. It's like in How I Met Your Mother, the slutty pumpkin girl. That's a very niche reference, but you know what I mean? Like, no one's going to know it's you. So just go all out, like, be yourself. Especially when it comes to like body image and like gender and stuff like that. Like, honestly, I think one of my favorite costumes I ever saw was like a slutty Joker costume, which A+ for creativity. It was like a really well done slutty Joker. That is a sentence, you know, I never thought I would say. But in terms of costumes for Halloween, like, just do what makes yourself comfortable, because it's not worth it to be uncomfortable all night, and it's not worth it to like want to take your costume off right away. So that's why I'm dressing up as Miss Frizzle, because I think it'll be like a really comfy costume and also pretty cute. Especially, I know I'm for sure dressing up as it on Halloween for my students, but I don't know about the party still. I just don't know what to be, because if I go to the party by myself, I don't know if I want to be Miss Frizzle, because I feel like that's kind of lame. And I already don't drink, so it's like, oh, the DD, she's Miss Frizzle, like the magic school bus. Actually, that's pretty funny. That is actually really funny now that I'm thinking about it. But everyone knows that the best part of Halloween, okay, like, backtracking here, but the best part of Halloween clearly is the candy. And is there an age limit on trick-or-treating asking for a friend? Because not actually asking for a friend, because I'm not going to trick-or-treat, but like, I want to know if there's an age limit for Halloween, for trick-or-treating for Halloween. Like, yes, I know that I could just go to the store and buy candy, but there's something so special about going to people's houses and stealing it from them, right? If you have kids, like, I'm so jealous. The second I have kids, we're going trick-or-treating and mom's eating all the candy. Like, every time I see parents trick-or-treating with a baby, I'm like, I know that you guys are just here for the candy, right? Like, we all know. We know. You're not fooling anybody, Sharon, with your little baby dressed up as a pumpkin. We know you just want candy, but you know what? We're not going to judge you for that, because we're nice people. And also, we would do the same thing as you in a heartbeat. I think that going to the grocery store on like the morning of Halloween is the most stressful thing, because I swear to God, people get like feral. They go crazy over like candy. Like, the people who are living in these big neighborhoods are like, I need all of the king size candy bars so all the children will come to my house. And we all know those neighborhoods, right? Or the neighborhoods where like the neighbors are so competitive with each other that the real winners are the trick-or-treaters, because you know, like, there were always neighborhoods when I was growing up, like the one we always went to, like, they were so competitive with each other that we would get like the hugest candy bars, and it was amazing. And we would like set up, like, this is totally like children in capitalism, set up trading stores once we got back and sorted all our candy and traded it with each other. And each candy had like its own little currency type thing. Like, one Twix bar was worth like two Smarty things. So, or actually, one Twix bar would have been worth like way more than that. But we really did have like our own candy economy. I'm proud of us as children. I think every child deserves to have a candy economy. Let's be real. Candy is just so good. There's something so special about Halloween candy too. Like, it's not that candy doesn't exist in other times of the year. It's that it's just better around Halloween. Like, there's just something about a pumpkin-shaped Reese's that makes my heart warm, okay? Like, these are the things that I think about at night. I'm just kidding. But as an introvert, Halloween is actually my least favorite holiday because, oh, nope, that's not true. It's my least favorite, like, real holiday. I hate to say it, but, like, drinking holidays, air quotes around those, are, like, St. Patrick's Day, New Year's, like, that, those kind of holidays. Oh, Mardi Gras, Cinco de Mayo. Like, those are the holidays where people just get drunk, right? Like, those aren't real holidays. Like, I'd say out of the real holidays, Halloween is my least favorite. And I think that all holidays have some sort of eating component, so it's not even about that. It's just, I don't like being scared. I don't like scary costumes. Like, when I'm at a party and someone's dressed up as something with, like, fake blood pouring down their face, I'm like, no, 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 please stay away from me. Too scary for me. I get so uncomfortable, especially when, like, I don't know who the person is. It's just horrible. I think the best way to, like, survive a Halloween party, honestly, is to just go with it. Like, if you are if you're not judging anyone else for how they're acting, that's pretty much a good indication that like they're not going to judge you for how you're acting. I guess unless you like take off your top and dance on the table. But you know what? Like if you're into that, go for it. I don't know. That's not something I would do. But you know what? Why can't Halloween be like Mardi Gras where you just like pull your top off and they throw candy at you? Why can't it be that way? You know why? Because it's a children's holiday, right? Like, Halloween is about kids. It's not about adults. I feel like I've seen this, I don't know if it was like a meme or like just like a picture of this guy who showed up to his friend's Halloween party dressed as the Babadook, and he realized once he was there that it was not a costume party. And that's like my worst nightmare, is dressing up and then no one else is dressed up. So maybe if you choose a costume that you could like very discreetly turn into being not a costume, that would be cool. Like if you work in like a more professional environment and you want to like subtly dress up for Halloween, or just in general subtly dress up for Halloween, that's a good call. I've done that a couple times. Like I think when I was in high school, how old was I? I think when I was a sophomore in high school, that sounds about right, I dressed up as a cheetah girl. So basically, I had like this cardigan that was cheetah print and I had cheetah ears and I went as a cheetah girl. And then I got made fun of for it. It was bad, to be honest. But like, high school sophomores are mean. That's just how they are. And it was kind of like good-naturedly being made fun of, because when you're in high school, no one really dresses up until like your senior year. I think, like, from an introvert perspective, the classroom Halloween parties were pretty good. Because, like, classroom parties are pretty low-key. Actually, the school I'm working at right now doesn't have Halloween parties, and it's really thrown me for a loop. Because I'm like, what about the Halloween party? And they're like, we don't have one. But classroom Halloween parties are awesome. And it makes me kind of sad that I'm going to teach secondary and I won't get to experience that. I also really like the kind of, like, Halloween era genre type literature, so like Frankenstein, Coraline, Neil Gaiman, such a good book, anything by Neil Gaiman pretty much. The Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, oh my gosh. So when I was a kid, off on a tangent again, it's fine. When I was a kid, I found this book in like our friend's house. It was like a family friend, not really like super close with them anymore. And our parents were like, it was like a family party type thing. And I'm, of course, like this little introverted kid, like not down in the basement with everyone else. I was like up on the second floor, like going through people's bedrooms. Like I was such a creepy kid. So I found this book, like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And I read it cover to cover. Oh God, it's just like, even talking about it now, it's like, why did I do this? I was such an anxious child. Like cover to cover, read this book, and then did not sleep for like 2 weeks. Well, I did obviously sleep, but like still, it was so bad. Like I should not have read that, because they were not marketed. I must have been like 7 or 8 years old. Like I was a young kid too. Oh my gosh. Why? Do you ever just like think back at times in your life that you've been scared and it's been your fault? Because I do all the time. Like I purposely freak myself out about things. It's not good. Especially social situations. Like I will overthink something until I'm beating a dead horse, and it's not great. It's sort of like, it's kind of an anxiety thing for me, like a social anxiety thing. But also I feel like just introverts in general, like you overthink conversations and you overthink like going to a Halloween party or trick-or-treating or watching a scary movie. Like I just overthink everything. And I don't know if this is an introvert thing or a me thing, but I have a feeling that it's kind of an introvert thing, to be honest. So that's something to think about this week, or maybe not overthink about, because as Halloween comes up and as we kind of get into this more spooky, violent atmosphere, not to say that Halloween in and of itself is inherently violent, I just feel like there's so much negativity around it. Like there's so much death and gore and just around it, that we need to go back to like the fun parts of it, which is like dressing up and getting candy and like looking cute and taking cute pictures. So I think that's important to think about this week and not overthink, because the second we sit down and start talking about Halloween, or the second that I sat down and started talking about Halloween, I'm just like, I hate Halloween so much. But there are so many good things about it that I just forget about because I'm so focused on the negative. Like candy and cute Halloween costumes and babies in Halloween costumes. Oh my goodness, so cute. Dogs in Halloween costumes, like 10 out of 10. Every dog dressed in a Halloween costume, I applaud you. Like, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Let's think. Tim Burton movies, Sweeney Todd, Coraline, just all these things that we can do around Halloween that aren't scary or negative or bad or require a lot of social interaction. So maybe this Halloween, just stay in and eat some Halloween candy and watch Halloween Town. Oh, today, October 17th, is the 19th anniversary of Halloween Town, which is the best Halloween movie, like hands down. There's no arguing this. It is the best Halloween movie of all time. So celebrate this Halloween by being happy about it and being positive about it and not overthinking your social interactions. Hey introverts, guess what? This episode is sponsored by Audible, which is amazing because who loves books more than introverts? Nobody. And who loves avoiding people more than introverts? Also nobody. So you can have your earbuds in and no one will talk to you. And you can be learning things by listening to a free audiobook from your 30-day free trial by going to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. You get a free audiobook just for signing up and a 30-day free trial of Audible's amazing service. So I highly recommend it. I use Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast to sign up, or you can go to our website, introvertpodcast.com/audible. All right, now we're going to get into the next segment, Ask Amy, which is my advice column, so to speak. It's the best advice on the internet on this podcast available, where you can get my premier shitty advice applied to your specific situation. And the way that you ask for my advice is you either email me, amy@introvertpodcast.com. You can message me on Twitter or Facebook at introvertpod on Twitter, facebook.com/introvertpodcast. Or you can fill out the anonymous form on the website, introvertpodcast.com/ask. Or at the end of all of the blog posts for the episodes. So let's get into this week's question. All right, so this week's question is actually a pretty good one. I should not be judging people's questions, okay? So this one is coming in from someone who also gave me an alliterated name, good for you, and it reads, Recording Amy, I agreed to go to a Halloween party a long time ago, and I need to know how to get out of it without hurting my friend's feelings. Halloween help. Oh my gosh. That's hilarious because that's so something that I would do. First of all, think about why you don't want to go to the party. If it's like a logistical reason or something that can easily be solved, maybe consider going for at least a little bit just to get and get that experience. But otherwise, here are the best ways to cancel plans. Number one, pretend to be sick. I think that one's a good one because it's like, if someone calls you out for not actually being sick, they kind of sound like an asshole. So just pretend to be sick. That's a good way to get out of plans. Number two is to say that you have other plans. Number three, say that your parents are coming into town and that you want to see them. And if you live with your parents, say your parents have plans for you. Let's think of other ways we can cancel plans. I could do a whole episode on canceling plans. Another one would be that you don't have a good costume. That's kind of a shitty excuse, though. I think my best recommendation would just be to say you're sick, but I think the best recommendation, like, for long-term mental health success is to kind of just put yourself out there and go to the party for at least a little bit. You never know. You might have fun. Halloween parties are more fun than regular parties because people are in costumes, unless it's, like, not a costume party. In that case, just don't go. So I hope my advice helped you. I don't know if it was the best advice. I'm not a mental health professional. Please don't take my advice as medical advice. I don't want to get sued. So if you are interested in getting my shitty specific advice, you can go to introvertpodcast.com/ask, or you can follow the link in the description of this audio. All right, everybody, little introvert friends, it is time for my favorite part of the week. That's right, it's the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. And this is my favorite part of the week because I'm a masochist, because this is when I challenge you, yes, you listening in the shower or in your car or wherever you are, to do something that's outside of our cute little introverted comfort zones, and then I'll offer you something to do in return to kind of recharge your batteries. This week's weekly challenge is to make a plan for Halloween. It doesn't have to be on Halloween. It doesn't even really have to be that much Halloween related, but just make a plan surrounding Halloween. Like, say, yeah, it can even be by yourself. Like, I'm going to go to the grocery store and buy myself some candy because you know what, I deserve it. Or you can agree to go to that party for at least 15 minutes, which I think is probably a good idea. Like, we need to put ourselves out there more, okay, guys? Or you can agree to have a scary movie night or just not so scary movie night with your friends. Just the whole point of weekly challenge is to just put us out of our comfort zones a little bit and to kind of kill that stigma that introverts hate people. Because although I don't love other people so much, I don't hate them. And social interaction is good for us. Like, no matter how it how it affects your little social batteries, it's good for you. So that's my weekly challenge for the week. And now we're going to get into the weekly recharge. And I love the weekly recharge, okay? Because I do the challenge with you, and then I also do the recharge with you, and it's awesome. So this week's weekly recharge is to revisit a favorite Halloween memory and try to kind of recreate that in your life. So for me, that would maybe be like watching a favorite well-remembered Halloween movie or volunteering with some sort of like, whether it's like your church or like a community center type like kids Halloween party. That's so fun to do. And just kind of feel good about it. That's the point, is we want to be positive about it. We don't want to have this like Halloween hating mentality, because I hate Halloween, but it's okay. We want to do something positive about it. So whether that for you is just like kind of subtly dressing up or watching a movie, just revisit that positive Halloween memory. And you know what? It will be a good way to recharge your battery. Another great way is to read a book that reminds you of Halloween, or just a TV show episode, even like the Halloween episode of Friends or anything like that. Just revisit it and put that positive spin on it, because we're such creatures of habit that when we start putting positive spins on things, we'll start to see them more positively. So that is my offering to you for this week. Thank you so much for listening. We can actually stay in touch on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, and keep each other accountable. So if you tweet me, like, go ahead and tweet me what you're going to do for your challenge and what you're going to do for your recharge, because I'd love to hear from you. All right, everybody, that is all we have for our show today. Thank you so much for listening to my little Halloween spooky show and the 13th unspooky episode. So thank you so much for listening. You can check us out on social media, facebook.com/introvertpodcast, at introvertpod on Twitter. Love to hear from you. Go ahead and follow on our website or on iTunes, introvertpodcast.com, so you never miss an episode. Or don't, if you don't want to. Like, I'm not your mom. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. Also, check out the website for like fun blog posts and links to things. Sometimes I'll post like discount links to the merch store, which by the way is teespring.com/stores/introvertpodcast. And there you can find all sorts of fun little t-shirts and mugs and bags that have fun sayings or even the podcast logo on them. And that's a great way to support the show. If you're feeling more generous, you can check out the Patreon page, patreon.com/introvertpodcast. There are some really awesome rewards on there, including discounts for the merch store and a clip show every month where I just take all of my compiled mistakes and put them in a clip show, kind of like Chip and Joanna Gaines do in Fixer Upper. That's why I called it a clip show. So that is all I have for you today. Don't forget to try Audible, audibletrial.com/introvertpodcast. This is going to be a great week. You can do it. Have a great weekend. My name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a happy Halloween, guys.